This is John Batchelor, conversation with colleague Jeff McCausland, United States Army retired, about Russian hybrid warfare. The report is from the Baltic Sea. Authorities, I think they're Finnish, have tracked that freighter that was owned by China and had a Russian pilot on board. It was said to have disrupted underwater cables, cut it, a data cable into Scandinavia from the mainland. Turns out to be lots of incidents like this, and the authorities are now making the allegation that that freighter, tanker, container ship dragged its anchor 100 kilometers or 100 miles in order to make sure it was doing as much damage as possible. There have been cables cut in Asia as well. Strange business. But the fingers pointed at Moscow and Beijing. More of this tonight.
Well, I measure it as another example of hybrid warfare. I think what we need to understand is Russia, in many ways now, is a revolutionary state. What the Russians intend is to upend the international order led by the United States. And the most demonstrable example was the invasion of Ukraine, which they expected to go very, very quickly. And we've talked an awful lot about that since that war began now almost 3 years ago. But they're trying to extend their reach and uproot the international order in multiple ways. Cyber attacks. We've seen interference in elections, most notably in Georgia, Moldova, Romania. We've seen these efforts to intimidate and interrupt supply chains and communications by the destruction of undersea cables in the Baltic Sea. We've seen reports of explosions occurring, attempted or planned assassinations of leading German defense industrialists, influencing more larger elections like the French elections. All these things are part and parcel of a hybrid strategy by Russia, in my mind, to undermine the West and upend the international order as it now exists. And I firmly believe that if the war in Ukraine does end tomorrow and there was a ceasefire tomorrow, these type of hybrid attacks by the Russian Federations will not.